Bill Landis, do you believe in curses?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What about cover jinxes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They're both real?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, boy. Quinshon Judkins might be in trouble. Wasn't trying to get anybody worked up on a Wednesday. But the
I feel trapped. That was a trap.
Now you are worked up on a Wednesday edition of the Podcast Daily because Quinshon Judkins, one of five cover athletes on the leaked version of the return of EA Sports College Football. And I was pretty surprised to see Quinshon Judkins on there, Bill. How about you?
Yeah, likewise. So that was like the deluxe version leak thing. It's like the official cover. I think we still don't know what that's going to look like yet, right? But yeah, it's weird that I know there was a non-EA college football game that I think there was an Ohio State player on the cover of before, but I don't believe an Ohio State player has ever been on the cover of the EA college football game. So for the first one, at least in this version, to be Quinshon Judkins, is one, weird, like very weird, but two, also like kind of fitting for the time, I guess, we're in for college football. It's like a guy who's been on Ohio State's roster for, what, 4 months and has yet to play a game and will not have played a game when the game gets released in an Ohio State uniform. It's actually kind of funny to me.
Yeah, I think those are the first Buckeye leaves that have ever been on his helmet were the ones that they needed to get that cover shot.
Yeah,
what did he do to earn them? If it was real, I don't know. If it wasn't just a Photoshop of that. Yeah, I think Eddie George might have been on the horrible knockoff version of college football in like the late 90s. Mm-hmm. And then he was also a Madden cover boy, if I'm not mistaken. But other than that, I think that's it for Ohio State. So that part, like, I'm not surprised that they brought the game back and they were like, got to have somebody from Ohio State on it. But I don't think that the transfer portal running back, as good as Quinshon Judkins is, and as much as he's proven in college football, he is one of the most decorated players across the national landscape. Like, there were certainly other options on Ohio State's roster that could have taken this mantle, especially after so many of them put off the NFL draft to come back. You can immediately start with Denzel Burke, who was one of the first people to sign up to be part of the game. Travion Henderson in the same Ohio State backfield. Jack Sawyer, JT Tuimoloau, I mean, Caleb Downs, I guess, from the non-Ohio State version. I was going through the lineup. He also would have had a claim for that, although not to the point that I was trying to make about returning Ohio State players. Lathan Ransom there. That's not to say that Quinshon Judkins didn't deserve it, because I think the nation's leader in touches at the Power 5 level from the last 2 years has proven that he's worthy of that select company. But if they were trying to squeeze Ohio State in there, I think they probably could have gone a different direction.
They could have, yeah. So certainly Quinshon Judkins is deserving, as a guy who has an argument as the best returning running back in college football, right? And he could be like a Doak Walker candidate this year. Like, he's very much among, I think, the most well-known returning college football players. It does raise an interesting question, though, like, especially if you remove Quinshon Judkins and Caleb Downs from the options, like, who is Ohio State's, like, quote unquote, most famous player at the moment? I remember Doug and I had a conversation about this on our old Buckeye Talk podcast many, many years ago, going into the 2015 season, about like Ohio State having a few guys on its roster who you might consider like the most famous returning player in all of the sport. And I don't think Ohio State has anybody that rises to that level this year, but certainly there are some really good players returning for the Buckeyes. But I don't know which of that group I would say is definitely number one in terms of notoriety. Just like household names, probably too strong of a word, but maybe someone that you could go up to the casual college football fan and say, like, name me an Ohio State player, but you can't say Caleb Downs or Quinshon Judkins. I wonder who the first person they would say is.
Let's try and answer that. But first, like, why do you think that is? Because this is the most powerful brand in college football. Like, I don't even think that there's an argument against it. The television ratings, the revenue, the size of the scope of the program and the fan base. Like, I know the other programs in the conversation, they do not surpass Ohio State. There was another example of that just with the power of the game in Ohio State, Michigan, with Fox locking down the broadcast rights. In case you were wondering and skeptical, yes, it's going to be at noon on Fox on November 30th. Like, that was just one more reminder that every year Fox and the broadcast networks want to lock down Ohio State for a reason. EA Sports surely wanted Ohio State on this cover for a reason. But this team plays in the most televised games every single year. Maybe it's because Marvin Harrison sucked up so much oxygen for this team a year ago and that he's gone and Emeka was hurt and not himself for the second half of the year. But it does seem odd to me because I think your point is correct. This year's version of Ohio State does not have like nationally known name brand names. But meanwhile, in Columbus, there's like 15 superstars.
Yeah, yeah, right. And then, and they'll always be superstars here, right? I'm not saying that Ohio State fans don't know who the main guys are. The Ohio State fans know who all 85 are. So it's outside of Columbus. But I think there's not a quarterback, right? Like certainly CJ Stroud would have been a couple of years ago. There's no Marvin Harrison Jr. Like the closest thing you have, I suppose, is Emeka Ibuka, but he probably missed enough of last season that people maybe not forgot about him so much, but he just hasn't been front of mind and definitely has an opportunity to get back to that standing this fall. Jeremiah Smith maybe is like, you know, a big time recruit and then a guy who was generating a lot of buzz, I think has an opportunity to be that, but it's mostly the fact that the quarterback position doesn't have like a ton of name brand notoriety at the moment. And that can change too when Ohio State starts playing games. But I do think it's a little, it's a little bit of an indictment maybe on how we talk about college football too. Like not to make it too serious, but I do think like college football in general does not do a good enough job of putting defensive stars on a pedestal when they deserve it. So like Ohio and a lot of Ohio State's returning players and the guys you would probably, you know, put at the top of the list when you run down their most important, their best, whatever, however you want to couch it. You'd have a lot of guys on the defensive side of the ball, and we just don't talk about them a lot in college football. We talk a ton about quarterbacks. We talk a lot about receivers, and we talk a lot about running backs. And it takes like a truly special, I think, like almost generational defensive player to like really capture the attention of the country. When I don't think that should be the case, but I think was influential in the decision to put some of the players they put on this cover, and probably it does impact the notoriety to some extent of what Ohio State has on its roster this year, just because it is so defense heavy.
Well, before we get into that further, like, I guess we should say who the other four players are on this deluxe edition, which are Quinn Ewers, mm-hmm. a former, briefly, Ohio State quarterback. Donovan Edwards, I think he's pretty much front and center, right? He's the one in the middle.
Right in the middle.
He's got the clearest picture of him. Travis Hunter from Colorado is on the right, and then Carson Beck, Georgia's quarterback, is out there. So those are the five, right? Like, that's...
Jalen Milroe is also...
Oh, Jalen Milroe. Okay, so it's six. All right. So that's the group. And even from that group, it almost feels like college football as a whole doesn't maybe have that level of superstar. Cause I wouldn't put Donovan Edwards in that conversation. Quinn Ewers is one of the most high profile quarterback recruits of all time. He took a team to the playoff last year. Like certainly in Austin, Texas and Columbus, Ohio, he's very well known. But I'm not sure that like the national buzz really sustained for him when he had that dip after he returned to Texas. Maybe I'm mistaken about that. There's growing NFL draft buzz for Beck, but like, is he? He's certainly not Johnny Manziel. How about I say it that way?
Like, yeah.
And none of these, like, I wouldn't say that any of these guys are at that point. And that seems unfortunate for people who like us. Follow college football 365 days a year, that they are not, and maybe they will be in September. Maybe this is silly to be talking about it in May, but like they're not transcendent talents the way that even Marvin was a year ago.
Right. I agree with that. I think maybe like of the guys that whose nameplate is visible and on that cover, the guy with the best chance of maybe being that is probably Travis Hunter. Because he plays on both sides of the ball, it's like a unique thing. He does it at a high level. Colorado's going to play him 100 snaps a game at altitude, which I'm sure will be great for him in the long run. But he's also he's got like the personality, I think, too, that like helps like shine through and makes him a little more endearing to people. Like I think like kids probably like Travis Hunter. I know he's like a video game streamer. He is, he's like a modern college athletic star, I think, or at least a budding one. He has to play more this year than he played last year because he was hurt for like half the year. But I think he has a shot to be that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know that there's like a tremendous amount of like true star power. Like you think about like that Ohio State team back, I mentioned like back in 15, they were coming off a national championship. Like there's no Zeke Elliott, right? Like everyone knew who Zeke Elliott was. And that, I just don't know that exists going into this college football season. Like Carson Beck is well known. Quinn Ewers is well known. They'll become more well known as they go through the season and people poke and prod them for draft reasons, but I don't know that either one of them is like Mr. Personality or like a dynamic enough player to overcome that either. So like there's two parts of it there. So could be Travis Hunter. And honestly, like, I don't know if Quinshon Judkins ends up in a situation where he gets the majority of the carries in Ohio State's offense, which I don't think is going to happen, but for the sake of argument, say it would, like he could become a star. I think like he's a guy who, if you put him in front of cameras a lot, I think people would find pretty engaging as well, on top of being a really good football player. But yeah, it is odd that like the game is coming back when, like, over the last decade there have been plenty of guys who I think you would describe the way you're talking about who never had a chance to be in the game or be on the cover, and now that it is coming back, they're like, feels like we are kind of missing that key component of just adding another layer, I guess, on top of the release of the game.
Yeah, I wonder if it had existed for the last decade, how many Ohio State players would have wound up on the cover. Now this is a little bit different because it used to just be one primary guy, so it was going to be difficult. But if it was out a year ago, there's not a world where Marvin Harrison Jr., unless he opted out of it, which he's been known to be selective about his NIL opportunities.
Yeah,
like Marvin Harrison would have had to have been on there. CJ Stroud coming back for his second year as a starter would have had to have been on it after being in the Heisman Trophy race and being a potential first round pick. Garrett Wilson, you have, you know, cases for that. Chase Young potentially. Yep.
I think Braxton Miller.
Yeah. So the game went away in 14, right? It's like
the game 12. Went away in 14. So, but that was at the time too, where like, you know, you had to be done playing to be on the cover. So like Bernard Robinson, right, was he the last cover boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Braxton could have been in that conversation. JT Barrett was one of the most widely known players across the country, like due to longevity, but also record breaking. So he potentially would have been in that mix.
If he ever wanted to go to the coach route, you could put Urban on the cover. We've seen games do that in the past.
Yeah, you could have. But, you know, he doesn't like NIL. It's cheating. So I don't know that he would have wanted to be on the cover.
I bet he'd like that check from EA Sports.
But that's an interesting conversation because, again, like every year there's going to be somebody on Ohio State's roster who's one of the most important players in college football. But like this year, they're all almost lumped together. And we had that conversation about the collective group and the brotherhood of those guys, like JT, Jack, Denzel, Lathan, all deciding to stick around. And it's like they've melded into one group. So really, all of Ohio State should have been on the roster because they're a national title contender. And that's the brotherhood. But I was thinking when you were talking about who has that most name recognition, and I almost think that it's probably Travion Henderson.
Yeah, he's well known, I think, right? He's had some moments. Certainly Ohio State plays in front of, you know, tens of millions of eyeballs every year, approaching probably 100 million of eyeballs every year. And Trevion's been a big part of that for 2 years now, or 3 years now. So, yeah, I could see that. And he's another guy, too, that like has increasingly, I think, gotten a little better with just being like comfortable in his own skin. And like if he were ever put in a position to like be the face of something, I think he would handle it quite well. So I could definitely, and he's an exciting player too. So I think he has the makeup you're looking for.
Yeah. It, the other part of me that really wants to say Emeka Ebuka, like it's just been a lot of the national buzz, which is easy to forget now that we're 3+ years removed from that as being, you know, one of the number one wide receiver recruit, coming in effectively ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr. in those rankings. Like some of that has dissipated through no fault of his own, because when he's been healthy, he's been a superstar. And even the conversation around him this spring you and I were talking about that in real time. It's like the one-handed catch in the spring game was like, hello, remember, I'm still here. You don't have to keep talking about Jeremiah Smith all the time. Like, I'm healthy. I'm back. I'm 100% and I'm extremely good. It doesn't help him land the cover of college football, but, or the college football video game, but, you know, the spotlight through no fault of Emeka's has just continued to move away to whether that was Marvin or whether it's Jeremiah Smith in the spring. Like, I think he would have been deserving of that spot, but like people have forgot what he looks like when he's at his best.
Yeah. And I guess he'll have the opportunity to remind people of that this fall. And I truly think that he will. Like, I think he will be one of the best receivers in the sport this season, but then he'll just go to the NFL and not worry about being on the college football video game cover, I suppose. So that opportunity has passed for him. I do think so. Do you, again, this wasn't the official cover. This was like a leaked thing in the PlayStation store, but it wasn't real. It wasn't like something somebody made. It was in the PlayStation store. So it's legitimate. It makes me think that maybe they won't do like a solo cover for a while. Maybe they'll just do like a collective thing. Like we saw in that picture. But whatever way it goes, I do kind of feel like Jeremiah Smith is going to be on a cover before his time at Ohio State is over.
Well, Caleb Downs will be on the version next year.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I think that would be the guy, I think. And then maybe the following year. Because if they're going to do this, if they're going to do the collage of college football players, Ohio State will almost always be a part of that, right? I would think. Especially, and then if they end up doing like the Phil Steele thing where they do like regional covers, which I guess they could do, although that seems like it could get a little pricey and annoying logistically to make that many different covers. Ohio State should always have a presence on it if that's the case. And yeah, I think Caleb Downs probably has the best chance of anyone to be on the 26 game, I guess that would be. And then 27, I'll put some money on it right now. Jeremiah Smith's going to be on that cover one way, shape, or form.
Mm. Poor Julian Sand getting knocked out here.
He can do it the year after.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. When I was reading about this deluxe cover and like the logistics of everyone opting in or out, I couldn't believe that the figure that was quoted was $600. Like, that was all that's kept EA Sports and NIL
right
and from having this game for the last 10 years was $600. Like,
yeah, I think it's pretty crazy, right?
I mean, how much profit are they actually going to lose on that? It's like, probably none. I guess the problem was never going to be EA being unwilling to do it, because that's a marketing expense for them to write off immediately.
Right.
But NIL standing in the way of this video game for a decade. And like, I can't prove this, but I think having the video games makes the sport itself more popular. And the only anecdotal evidence that I can point to is how many more people have played FIFA on whatever system they like, and like, oh, soccer is pretty cool, and then get into watching the Premier League or the Champions League and no PSG or no Man City and all these other teams. Like, I don't know. Are we going to solve the attendance problem just by having the video game back? I say yes, we are.
I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt. I'll say, like, I became a college football fan because of the video game. Like, I grew up in a pro sports city, and like we watched college football, but like we didn't live and die with it the way most communities that sprout up around college football do, the way that the city of Columbus and the state of Ohio do. It's a little different in where I grew up, but I play the video game like religiously, and that's how I became a fan of college football. It's how I came to love the sport. And I think not that college football is suffering from a lack of popularity, because I do think it's number two probably behind the NFL in terms of I don't know. Sometimes it feels like it, sometimes it doesn't, I guess. But I think it's plenty popular. But I do think as the sport goes to a place where it's going to be making even more money and attracting even more television eyeballs, the video game is something that's going to add a little bit of jet fuel to that, I think.
Yep, it'll be back soon enough. Ohio State is going to be on the cover, represented by new Buckeyes running back Quinshon Judkins. So whether that's the final version or not, I don't know, but it gave us something new to talk about in the middle of May, which I, for one, am incredibly grateful for.
Yeah. Thanks, EA.
Thank you very much, You're in the game. We're in the game. And it is the Wednesday version of the podcast. Anyway, thanks for joining us. He is Bill Landis. I'm Austin Ward. We'll be back again for more tomorrow on Thursday. See you then.